Saturday live on Dublin's Easy Place to Relax.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
And I'm delighted to welcome back to the show Fergal Harrington from Intro Matchmaking, intro.ie. Fergal, who is quite the regular now, Fergal, so you're no stranger to us. And the whole subject of dating, getting out there, meeting someone, giving someone a chance, it's not a strange conversation for us either. But it's interesting that last time you were on, we were talking about how people are approaching the whole dating scene post-pandemic and how, you know, my assumption was that people would have dropped perhaps some of their criteria, perhaps would have lessened or would have been a little bit more real. The people's priorities have changed, perhaps, you know, and people are nicer and kinder and are looking for different qualities. But from what I'm hearing, that's not necessarily the case. And of course, the thing is that if your laundry list is a laundry list, the chances of you trying to find somebody to connect with, well, you're just kind of putting yourself into a very small pool, aren't you?
Spot on, literally. And you are right. For a large portion of society, people have become a whole lot more grounded in terms of expectations and, you know, taking 2 years to reflect on where I want to be in life, where I want to where I see myself in 5 or 10 years, you know, whether I'm going to be the busy fool that I have been, you know, working every hour that God sends, whether I'm going to now finally prioritize, you know, me time, experiences in life. That is across the board. That is coming in. And when we're hearing that loud and clear from a large, you know, portion of society at Intro. But that said, when you've been through such a crazy time in the last few years, and when you do hear then that people are putting serious hurdles in their way and very silly hurdles in their way, which is really just impeding their chances of finding success, which is the one ultimate thing they want, then you have to say, come on, guys, this is outrageous. And I was in the office there last week and I overheard one of the client account managers trying to arrange a date. And I just had to stop things after the conversation and just have a proper talk about this. So the lady in question was 39 and she was being contacted about an amazing gentleman who ticked pretty much all the boxes that we could see for her. Like, she wanted to get married, settle down, have family, you know, in terms of the hobbies and the interests, the traits, the qualities. They were all absolutely spot on. Everything she was looking for, we thought, we found. And then she said, I'm refusing. I'm not going out with this person because he has auburn hair and brown eyes. And I want, when I'm having a child, I want to have a blonde baby.
What?
And yes, yes. And she herself, to add insult to injury, she herself was originally a brunette who had dyed blonde hair, but still a brunette. So.
But it's actually not funny. And also, can I just add there that if she wants a blonde baby, the fact that she's a brunette, having a man who's got blonde hair is certainly not going to guarantee her having a blonde baby. That is for sure, if she knows anything about genetics. But really, to come down to it, that the really important qualities will be pushed to one side over hair color is absolute. I'm gobsmacked by that.
And this is what's terrifying. And there's there's 2 million single people in this country. And yes, some people are single because they want to be. Some people are single because they're in the wrong place at the wrong time. Some people are single because they're not putting themselves out there. And some people, you know, are single because their expectations may be a little bit outrageous, and that's okay to a certain extent. But if people are unwilling to actually heed advice, and if they're not willing to actually, you know, listen to friends around them that are saying, look, you're single because you are, you know, constantly saying that you're really fussy and you don't want to settle. And I hate when people think that, you know, deciding to adjust your expectations means somehow that you're settling. It's not.
Yes,
it's
yes, just, yes. But that is the thought, isn't it? And that's what people might say would be, well, why should I settle? Well, in actual fact, you're not settling at all. But that is the general sort of take on it, I guess.
Well, we all want, you know, everything. You know, we want all the boxes ticked. But we forget all the time. We forget. And I hear in here, day in, day out, people might say, oh, no, I don't like the sound of that. I don't like the sound of this. My attitude is they have to like the sound of you as well. So we have to get rid of this mate thing attitude of it's all about me, me, me. I want this. I want that. I want 6'4". I want, you know, own house, and I want, you know, a doctor, lawyer, or an accountant. This kind of stuff needs to stop. And I thought the 2 years of going through a crazy global pandemic would have really just gotten
changed,
people to.
Yeah.
And for a lot of people it has, but for some it's made it worse, because there's an anxiety, there's a level of anxiety out there amongst some people that they feel that, oh my God, I'm after losing 2 years of my life. So now I need to get every single thing that I think is important to me. All those boxes must be ticked, regardless of how outrageous they may seem. I am not settling. I am going to get what I want. And that's when there is a severe amount of pressure then put on the likes of, I'm not saying, oh, whoa, or woe is me and poor intro. I'm not saying that at all. But sometimes people will come to us and they'll say, okay, I'm going to pay you for the service now, intro, and I'll want like the kit and caboodle. I'll want absolutely every last thing. But the point is, we joining a dating agency, you know, on Grafton Street, just because it sounds fancy and is this, that, and the other, it doesn't mean that we have made the human beings that are on the books, you know, superhuman. You know, you can't expect that just because you're paying for a service, you're going to absolutely be able to demand crazy things. And that's where people, I think it was the Celtic Tiger, it was that whole attitude of, you know, he or she who shouts the loudest gets the best service, you know, clicking your fingers in the restaurant, you know, thinking it's acceptable.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we all lost the run of ourselves a little bit. And I think, you know, it's like,
it sounds like we're beginning to lose the run of ourselves again.
It does kind of. And, you know, even down to the travel thing, I don't want to travel because it's not handy for me because I work 14 hours a day. I was like, well, that's neither here nor there. But we're hired in here at Intro to find the best possible matches for people. We're not here to solve the future dating experiences that they have or the future living arrangements that they're going to have to, you know, decide upon. But literally every single day of the week, we will have this sort of discussion with people on the phone saying, oh, but sure, how are you going to have a sustainable relationship if they live in one county and you live in the county over? And we're thinking, guys, I don't know, that's your job. You make that work. And if two people have that connection, you will make it work. And anytime people say to us, oh, long distance doesn't work. Sure, the last long distance relationship I had, it ended in tears. It was awful. Well, it wasn't because of the distance, it's because the two people were not right for each other. But
absolutely,
they used the distance as the excuse is the thing. And that's what we need to have around us, is people to say, you better check yourself, Mary or Johnny. What you're after saying is outrageous. If you want to stand a chance of meeting someone and settling down with somebody, you need to have that grounded, solid friend, that confidant who's going to be able to say to you, please now, you'll need to cop on a little bit here now and just realize.
Can I ask you, Fergal, like, you know, just going back to the woman who wants the man with the blonde hair so she has the blonde baby. I mean, when you come across people at Intro Matchmaking who do come in with impossibly high expectations, how do they generally react when you say to them, or do you say to them, look, you know, you need to step back from here. You need to rethink what it is that you want. Or you, I mean, do they take what you say on board?
Well, we are 11 and a half years now in business. And you see, the only people who slip through the net are the ones who don't let on that they have those crazy expectations. The ones on the phone, we would turn away about 20 people every day over the phone. And I don't mean that to sound cruel. It's not. It's actually being kind. We don't waste people's time or plumose people. If John or Mary calls and they have expectations that we can hear, you know, the red flags are up and the alarm bells are ringing in my ear, I'm saying this is going to be a nightmare. This is, you know, because you can spot fairly quickly after doing this for this long, you can spot fairly quickly those that you know you'll be able to please and those that it'll just be a battle. And the three major issues, amongst people now, and they still have been for the last 11 years, is unwillingness to travel. Absolutely adamant. I want what I want, where I want it. And it's as though they feel we're selling houses where we can just pick and choose where I want my future life partner to live, because it's handy for me and I have a busy job and I look after my elderly mother who's got dementia and my young kids are this, that, and the other. So I need to be stationed here, you know, and that's how they think. It suits me. So travel is a major issue. And then we have to give them the facts and just say, look, you know, there's twice as many women living in urban areas than men. So if you're, you know, a woman living in Dublin, Limerick, Cork, Galway or Belfast, you're at a slight disadvantage because there's so many more women than men in urban areas. Because they spend longer in third level education, it means that the majority of the professional roles are in the cities. So we can't change that. So when I am on the phone and they're complaining about the fact that there's a policy about being willing to travel, we say, well, unapologetically, it's not us. It's the fact that there's more men living in rural and more women in urban. And then you get the whole age issue. And no matter who they are, they'll all think that they look younger than they are. I'm 50, but I look 40 because of all the Pilates and the yoga and the fish that I eat and the oily skin that I have and the 10 pints of water a day. So I look 10 years younger than I actually am, Fergal. And I say, oh, here we go. So I have to try and get there before they get there. I'm saying, I'm sure you look great. But, and 70-year-old men will want to have kids because they left it go so long. So they want 35-year-olds. Obviously, we don't take those people on because we can't. And it's sad because, you know, a lot of the time the guys in rural Ireland will have spent their entire adult life at home and the parents are there and the father's, you know, his back is at him, so he can't do the work on the land like he used to. And then the mother and father may not have spoken all that much for the last 20 or 30 years, sleeping in separate bedrooms. So if the mother loses the son, well, then she has no one to talk to. So a lot of the Irish mothers will cling on to the sons to the detriment of his, you know. And so we get those calls all the time. And then finally is the profession, the snobbish academic attitudes from those that ring and say, well, unless he has a PhD from Trinity College, I wouldn't be interested in meeting him now at all. So there's that, those three things. And then we are a nation, I suppose, of procrastinators. We're great at saying things like, I must do this, I must get around to that. And sure, I had a guy on Friday ring us, and he was 48 on Friday. But the last time we had spoken, he was 37 years of age. And he hadn't met anyone since then. So we don't do ourselves any favors a lot of the times. And this Arisher attitude of what's meant for you won't pass you by, I really, really, really abhor that expression. And it does pass people by. And there has to be that realization that people need to put as much effort into this as they would their job or as they would.
You're not really going to meet anybody sitting in your kitchen every night, are you, watching Netflix or wherever
no,
you watch
and,
it? You know,
this is it. And it's also the same as when people, you know, they hate their job or they're so not, they're not pushed to the limit. They just feel bored in their day-to-day job or they don't get on with their manager, but they go home and they complain about their manager instead of actually getting onto a recruitment company and saying, let's change this up.
Yes. Well, you know what they say, if you keep doing the same thing, you'll keep getting the same result. Isn't that
exactly
the truth, actually? So your advice then really, Fergal, for anybody who's listening at the moment thinking, okay, you know, I really want to actually get myself out there and I really want perhaps this year to see if, you know, if I could find the person of my dreams or at least make a really good friend, to manage your expectations and, you know, run your, you know, if you have a list of things that you want, I mean, that's okay, but maybe run that list by somebody who you trust before you say, well, okay,
yes,
this is the list that I'm sticking to. Yeah.
Someone you trust who will have your back, but will also not plumose you and massage your ego just because they're afraid of hurting your feelings. It doesn't help anyone if you just ask people who are just going to tell you what you want to hear. And if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. You know, a lot of people will send us in pictures of really, you know, amazing looking people that they saw on TV in movies. And they're thinking, I really think I'd be attracted to someone like this. And you're thinking, well, to be fair, I think everyone's going to be attracted to that. But is that possible? Is the other question.
Can I just say too, like, I'm looking at my past, you know, and you know, I've gone out with a number of guys who, when I first met them, I, you know, they wouldn't have turned my head at all. But then after I spoke to them for half an hour, it's like, wow, you're actually
this
really nice, you know? So give people a chance.
Yes, give them the benefit of the doubt and meet a second time. Stop prejudging too quickly. I mean, we all know, like, it happens all the time. I didn't like the fact that his belt didn't match his shoes, so therefore that's ridiculous. I'm going to dismiss this person. I mean, my God, like myself and Rena, we would never have been together or met if we were trying to meet each other online or something like that. If we weren't introduced by, you know, my brother back in the day, we wouldn't have, because she used to always go for big 6'4" rugby heads. And, you know, I would never have gone older. I would always have gone probably a couple of years younger. And so that's the point. You can miss out on so much if you just continue on, as you say, doing the same thing over and over again. So, yeah, check yourself. Make sure it doesn't sound too good to be true. Be honest with yourself and just have that one confidant that's going to be able to tell it like it is and be really blunt with you. And don't be surprised that, you know, you're not in a relationship if you've done nothing about trying to be in one. And if you're online and if it's demoralizing and it's upsetting you and it's making you feel insecure, which it does, I cannot tell you how many people we speak to every day who are almost on the verge of tears because of the abuse they're getting online. If it's doing that to you and it's upsetting you that much, please get off it and take a break from it. You know, it's that's what I'm hearing loud and clear. People are seriously, there's an exhaustion from online dating, like you wouldn't believe. So, yeah, that'd be the advice.
Absolutely. Okay, Fergal. Fergal, it's always a pleasure to have you on with us. And if anybody wants any more information or just would like to have a chat with you or any of your team, of course, they can always get in touch and they can get the details, intromatchmaking@intro.ie. Fergal Harrington from Intro. Thank you so much, Fergal. And we look forward to having you back on with us again soon.
100%.